Good morning. It's March 13th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In a remarkable financial turn, Bitcoin has shattered previous records, soaring to an unprecedented high of over $72,000. This surge is not just a number, it marks a significant moment in the digital currency landscape, fueled by a combination of strategic investments and regulatory milestones. The driving forces behind this monumental rise include the anticipation of new spot Bitcoin exchange-traded funds, ETFs, speculation around a Federal Reserve interest rate cut, and a staggering 70% increase in Bitcoin's value this year alone. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's nod to spot Bitcoin ETFs has notably propelled miner revenues to a daily high of $78.6 million on March 7th. However, the journey has had its challenges. Bitcoin network difficulty experienced a slight dip to 79.35T, a minor retreat from its historic peak of 80T. Yet, the crypto community remains undeterred, with eyes set on the upcoming halving event in April, a pivotal moment expected to further bolster Bitcoin's price. Miners are doubling down, pouring billions into state-of-the-art equipment, and ramping up energy consumption in anticipation of reduced rewards and a slowdown in coin supply growth. Despite skepticism from financial giants like J.P. Morgan Chase's CEO Jamie Dimon, the appetite for digital assets is undeniably growing. This bullish sentiment is further amplified by the speculation that U.S. regulators might greenlight spot Ether ETFs, a development that has already pushed Ether's price up by 75% this year. In a move to democratize access to Bitcoin investments, Grayscale Investments has announced the filing for a new, more affordable spot, Bitcoin ETF, the Bitcoin Mini Trust. While Bitcoin has recently seen a slight dip to $70,000, down 3% on the day, the overall outlook remains overwhelmingly positive. Analysts are setting their sights high, with predictions pointing towards a potential climb to $80,000. This trajectory underscores a broader trend of increasing demand and confidence in digital asset trading products, signaling a robust future for cryptocurrencies. In a strategic move, Gnosis Chain has launched blob transactions ahead of Ethereum's much-anticipated Denkun upgrade, setting the stage for a significant shift in the crypto landscape. This proactive step underscores the growing momentum towards making blockchain transactions more efficient and affordable. The Denkun upgrade, including the implementation of EIP 4844, promises to drastically reduce gas fees and improve data storage capabilities for Layer 2 networks. By introducing a novel data storage system known as blobs, this upgrade aims to alleviate congestion on the Ethereum network, paving the way for enhanced features across various platforms. Networks such as Arbitrum, Polygon, and Coinbase's Base are poised to benefit, with transactions becoming considerably cheaper. With the reduction in operational costs, the upgrade presents a golden opportunity for smaller teams to venture into and sustain Layer 2 projects. However, it's important to note that while initial costs for utilizing blobs are lower, prices may escalate as demand for this innovative storage solution increases. The broader implications of the Denkun upgrade could be transformative for the Ethereum ecosystem. By making Layer 2 solutions more accessible and user-friendly, it has the potential to attract a larger pool of users and developers. This, in turn, could positively influence the price of ETH, despite the current 3% correction in its value over the last 24 hours. Users and investors should be aware of possible delays on exchanges as the upgrade rolls out. In a bold stride into the cryptocurrency market, BlackRock, the titan of asset management, is gearing up to integrate Bitcoin exchange-traded products into its investment strategy for two of its colossal funds. This decision marks a significant pivot towards cryptocurrency for the world's largest asset manager, signaling a broader acceptance of digital currencies in the sphere of global finance. BlackRock's move into the cryptocurrency space is not just a minor adjustment, but a reflection of a broader trend where major financial institutions are increasingly embracing Bitcoin and other digital assets. By planning to purchase spot Bitcoin exchange-traded products, BlackRock is laying down a marker for other institutional investors, showcasing a growing confidence in the stability and potential of cryptocurrencies. Analysts are buzzing with predictions that this move could catalyze a monumental rise in Bitcoin's value. They suggest that the passive investing strategies of behemoths like BlackRock could push Bitcoin's price to soar beyond its previous peaks, with forecasts suggesting a potential leap to over $138,000. This comes at a time when Bitcoin's price is already on an upward trajectory, currently standing at roughly $71,700, having enjoyed a 2.5% increase today and an impressive gain of more than 10% over the last week. In the world of finance, Bitcoin's journey presents a compelling narrative of resilience and growth, challenging traditional economic norms. Since its inception, Bitcoin has only seen annual price declines in 4 out of its 14 years, underscoring its potential as a robust asset class. Bitcoin's growth years outnumber the years of decline, with recorded drops only in 2015, 2019, 2022, and 2023 since it began trading. The U.S. dollar, however, has faced consistent annual inflation, leading to a gradual erosion of purchasing power. This trend is influenced by centralized economic policies, supply chain dynamics, and global events that shape the traditional financial landscape. The contrast between Bitcoin's exponential growth and the USD's inflationary trend sheds light on the fundamental differences between decentralized cryptocurrencies and fiat currencies. The narrative of Bitcoin's ascent, coupled with increasing acceptance and speculative interest, continues to fuel debates about its role as an inflation hedge. Despite the fluctuations, Bitcoin's predominant growth years versus its decline years underscore its long-term utility and acceptance as an asset class. The stark divergence in the trajectories of Bitcoin and the USD highlights the evolving landscape of global finance, where decentralized cryptocurrencies are increasingly seen as viable alternatives to traditional fiat currencies. In a bold move to attract more investors, VanEck Spot Bitcoin Exchange Traded Fund, or ETF, has slashed its management fee to zero for an entire year. This strategic decision has led to a significant surge in daily inflows, marking a new chapter in the competitive landscape of cryptocurrency investment products. VanEck announced the waiver of its sponsor fee for the VanEck Bitcoin Trust, also known as HODL, effectively reducing the management fee to 0% for a year. This adjustment immediately paid off, with the trust attracting $119 million in fresh funds on Monday alone. This influx added over 1,600 Bitcoin to its holdings, propelling the fund to become the sixth-largest U.S.-listed spot Bitcoin ETF. The popularity of spot Bitcoin ETFs is on the rise, underscored by nearly $1 billion of inflows for 9 new offerings combined on a single Monday. Furthermore, digital asset fund inflows reached a record high of $2.7 billion last week, signaling a growing investor interest in the cryptocurrency space. VanEck's move to cut fees is a calculated effort to provide enhanced value to investors, reflecting the firm's commitment to delivering competitive pricing in a rapidly evolving market. This surge in interest towards Bitcoin and related investment products comes at a time when the UK's Financial Conduct Authority has decided to allow institutional investors to build crypto-backed exchange-traded notes, or ETNs, for professional investors. This regulatory shift is contributing to Bitcoin's rally to a new all-time high of $72,850, highlighting the increasing acceptance and integration of cryptocurrencies into mainstream financial markets. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.